Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is facing increasing pressure to freeze the government's controversial plans to overhaul the country's judiciary system. Meanwhile, thousands of protesters are gathering outside of the Israeli Parliament building today. They argue that the government's plan threatens the foundations of Israeli democracy. NPR's Daniel Estrin reports the country's largest trade union has announced a strike, which is impacting a number of economic sectors.
Flights are currently grounded. Hospitals are canceling non-urgent treatments. And things escalated really quickly last night when I was caught on the highway. There was a spontaneous protest erupted in the middle of the road. Thousands of protesters, because Netanyahu fired his defense minister, he was the only government minister who came out opposing the judicial overhaul. So he fired him.
That's NPR's Daniel Estrin reporting from Jerusalem. Under the proposals, the Israeli government would have control over the appointment of judges, and parliament would gain the power to override Supreme Court decisions. Vice President Kamala Harris is in Ghana as she begins a week-long visit to Africa. As NPR's Emmanuel Akinwatu reports, Harris's trip is part of an effort by the Biden administration to boost ties with the region.
Harris will meet Ghana's President Nana Akufo-Addo today and will attend a state banquet with the President and the First Lady in the evening. On Tuesday, she's expected to visit Cape Coast Castle, where enslaved Africans were taken on ships to the Americas. Ghana's economy has suffered over recent years, and the country is currently in talks with China to renegotiate its debts. Chinese economic ties in Africa and the debts owed by African countries is likely to be a key talking point raised by Vice President Harris this week. Emmanuel Akinwatu, NPR News, Lagos.
First Citizens Bank is set to acquire a large share of Silicon Valley Bank today. NPR's Arzu Rezvani reports that's according to the FDIC.
The FDIC announced the deal late Sunday night. First Citizens Bank will purchase all of Silicon Valley Bank's deposits and loans and about $72 billion of assets at a discount of $16.5 billion. Other assets and securities that amount to roughly $90 billion will remain in FDIC control. Customers who had deposits at the collapsed bank while it was in the hands of the FDIC will automatically become depositors of First Citizens. U.S. regulators seized control of SVB earlier this month after a run on the bank left it insolvent. Its failure triggered uncertainty around the stability of other lenders and has sent shockwaves across the global financial sector. Arzu Rezvani, NPR News, Los Angeles.
This is NPR. Twitter says in a legal filing that an apparent rogue employee has leaked parts of the platform's source code. NPR's Bobby Allen reports tech companies view their software code as sensitive and confidential intellectual property.
Twitter says someone posting under the name Free Speech Enthusiast shared major parts of the social network's underlying computer code on a forum known as GitHub. It's a site popular with software engineers for collaborating on coding projects. It's unclear how long the source code had been public or who exactly viewed or downloaded it, but cybersecurity experts generally view the exposure of source code to the public as a potential vulnerability to hackers and other bad actors. If the source code was obtained by hackers, it would be possible to potentially disrupt or completely power down all of Twitter. It is the latest havoc at Twitter, which has been struggling since Elon Musk acquired the company and launched mass layoffs, reducing the workforce by about 75%. Bobby Allen, NPR News.
A massive cleanup operation is underway in parts of Mississippi and Alabama after a tornado ripped through the region on Friday. At least 25 people are dead in Mississippi. The Federal Emergency Management Agency says it's deployed assistance to the area to help in recovery efforts. President Biden on Sunday approved a federal disaster declaration for Mississippi, which frees up federal funding for the affected counties. Stocks across Asia closed mixed today. You're listening to NPR News in Washington.